motivational speaker, father of five. He is Carl Subban. We say good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. Very good. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. We haven't had an opportunity to talk in a while, and now your son is playing for a Stanley Cup, and I know that you are still a Montreal Canadiens fan. You're laughing. How does that work? They treated him rudely, did they not?
Oh, no. You know, I mean, if you look at our history in Montreal, you know, they drafted him, and PK had this dream to play in the NHL, and also the second dream was to play for his favorite team, which was Montreal at the time, and my favorite team for 47 years. So you look back, there are more fantastic memories than not-so-good memories.
Carl, do you still have the same emotion, or can you control it better? We were debating that about watching. You know, you've got an adult child. You got three adult children playing different levels of hockey. Is it different than when you're watching them when you're 12 or 14? We're all protective. We're biased. We're protective. We're all that with our children, boys and girls, sons and daughters. Yeah. Do you watch with the same level of emotion? Do you get as into it?
Well, yeah. You know what? In terms of the protective or the protection, you know, like it's like a bird, you know, the bird usually will eventually leave the nest, and my children, all five of them, have left the nest. So hopefully Marie and I, we've done enough for them to take care of themselves. And there's a quote that I didn't create it, but I like to use it: clear the way, pave the way, and get out of the way. And I think for our children, it's really important that Marie and I stay out of the way unless they really need us. And for the most part, they don't.
What was your reaction to the first period scrum with Sydney last night? They've got a thing, and it's, listen, nobody ends up getting involved in a tussle with one of the great players in hockey unless that other player's pretty damn good himself. PK's been able to, so yeah, your PK's been able to get under his skin and took him off the ice, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't like it, but all the fans around me did. They just loved it. No, you know, Sydney's a great, great player, and people don't know this, but when we're in Sochi, you know, PK's was Sid's best friend and the other way around. So the comparative juices are flowing on the ice, and people love drinking it. So it was Pittsburgh's turn last night, and hopefully it'll be Nashville's turn come Sunday night.
In conversation with Carl Subban, he is PK's dad. He's got a book coming out in the fall, How We Did It, The Subban Plan for Success in Hockey, School, and Life. If you have one person that's successful in professional sports, it's amazing. Three boys. I mean, at which point do you realize we have something on our hands here? They're all really good.
Well, you know what? Oh, by the way, I'm writing this book with Scott Colby from the Toronto Star. You know, I've worked with children all my life, you know, and they've been my passion. And whether I was teaching or leading the school or coaching or parenting, you know, I'm in love with children, and that's what the book's about. But Murray and I, I'm not sure if we plan to have this many, but I wanted more. You know, I could never have enough kids. That's why she told me to become an educator. But, you know, I've loved kids from day one, and I'll continue to love them all my life. And I've some of these stories and experiences I've had with children are all in this book that will be coming out this fall.
Carl Subban's our guest, Brady and Price. So I did OHL radio. I got to see PK play at Yardman Arena. I always thought that big ice really helped him. When you'd go see him play there in junior when he was 16, 17, and good structure, George Burnett's a good coach. How much did that wide ice really help him? He was amazing to watch on that surface.
Well, you know, geez, I have great memories of Belleville, and obviously you just mentioned George Burnett, who has helped him tremendously, mm-hmm. and the fans, the city. Yeah, but, you know, PK is a pretty good skater. He's really good on his feet, and so that big ice surface really helped him. But it was the total environment there that helped to produce the player that we're seeing today, and I can never give enough credit to George Burnett and his coaching staff there.
There has been so much conversation about the trade between Nashville and the Canadiens, to PK Subban for Shea Weber. When is it too much? When do you want to turn that off and say, you know what, he's a Predator now, let's get on with it?
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I did it the day I found out that he was traded. You know, I was walking the hills at Etobicoke Centennial Park. My daughter called me, Daddy, PK was traded. And I thought it was a joke, and I went online, and there it was. He was traded. And, I've moved on. PK's moved on. But you know what? Montreal was my favorite team for 47 years, and you know, Peak has always been like a lightning rod for controversy. So, and then his relationship with the hospital there. So I understand why the conversation continues. And, you know, and you know, and it'll probably continue for a long time. But we've moved on, and now we're focusing on the Cup and winning it for Nashville. And that's what our focus is right now.
Not saying this because you're our guest. Like, we sought you out. You didn't call us. We called you. You're watching maybe in the States. I'm curious to what you think of this whole LeVar Ball, Lonzo Ball thing. I've defended him because I go, that's a good dad. He's gotten three kids into college and out of trouble and college basketball and scholarships. And yet there is that cringeworthy moment where you're like, dad, you're not doing the kid any favors. You've been smart. Like you said, lay the groundwork for them and then try and stay out of the way. And you're always there for them privately if they need to come to you and say, dad, I don't know how to handle this, right?
Yes. You know what? Parenting is not an easy thing, and if it was easy, then we'd all be great at it. And even Carl Subban and Maria Subban, we're not great at it. And sometimes, you know what, we do make mistakes, but one of the things that we try to do is just stay out of their way. You know what I mean? You take care of them in the nest, and they fly away, and you just leave them alone and let them develop into the person they're going to be, into the people they're going to be. And it seems to be working for us because, like someone said to me, I really like what PK said after the game last night about the interaction between he and Sid, and he started giving me some credit that the way he's taking the high road. And then I said, you know what, I know parents are supposed to be role models, and we're supposed to be the one telling them how to deal with things, and now I think the table has turned, you know. PK is sort of my role models, the way he deals with so many things, and that's what we want. And they can't grow and develop unless they have the opportunity to do it. You know, I never wanted to be, and Maria never wanted to be, that helicopter parent, you mm-hmm. know. So,
but as you know, not everyone feels about PK the way you feel about PK, and an awful lot is said about him, the way that he acts and what he says, the way that he dresses. Does it bother you? I mean, there's a lot of negativity out there about your son.
Well, you know, there's this big word that I don't always pay attention to, but I'm aware of it. It's called distraction. And the minute we allow people to distract us, you'll never, ever reach your destination in life. And PK's had a lot of practice, and I've had a lot of practice with it too, being PK's dad ever since he was very young. And you know, they're good and bad with it, but I do not allow things to distract us, and PK doesn't either. You know what I mean? And I think that's a good life lesson. That's one lesson we've learned. Do not allow things or people to distract you, because you'll never, ever reach your destination. So you don't always have to hear what they say, and sometimes you need to listen to what people have to say. But you just have to, listen, you need common sense, hockey sense, and nonsense. Hockey sense, you know, PK has it. He uses his common sense. But some of the things are just plain nonsense, and you just got to push them out of the way.
Well, Carl, you know, we never could have, you know, when PK was a Canadian, we never could have, because of the format and the alignment, never could have a Canadiens Leafs Stanley Cup final. So when we have a Preds Maple Leafs Stanley Cup final, you're going to really find out who your friends are, and you're going to get a lot of ticket requests also, right?
Well, you know what, listen, I mean, yeah, you know, Toronto is a great city, and they have a great team and up and coming team, and I want them to do well, and just not, I don't want him to be ever to beat the Nashville Predators, though.
Carl Subban.
Beat Montreal as much as they want.
Oh, there I figured that. Oh. Yeah. We're really surprised at that. Yes.
An absolute pleasure. Great talking with you. Looking forward to the book coming out in the fall, How We Did It, The Subban Plan for Success in Hockey, School, and Life, and much success with the sale of the book and PK to win a Stanley Cup sometime.
Yeah, it's not over.
Oh, no, not at all.
Thank
Thanks, Carl.
Thank you.